In today's gospel, one of the scribes asked the Lord, which is the greatest of all the commandments? We, of course, have the Ten Commandments, and then the scribes and Pharisees had added an additional 600 precepts and commandments. So the rabbis would always debate, which one is the greatest? And so today a scribe asked the Lord for his opinion. Of course, the Lord reveals the truth. He says that it really is the two great commandments that have to be both together. First, love of God and love of neighbor. He says this is the first. And he quotes the Old Testament. He quotes the Shema, which is the Hebrew word for that verse from Scripture that says, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. This passage was so important to the Jewish people that they would write it up on little scrolls and put it on their doorposts. When you go to the home of devout Jews, you'll see that on their doorposts to remind them of this calling to love God with all their heart, soul, strength, and mind. The devout Jews of the Lord's day would also put that parchment and they would tie it to their arm or place it as a little box and put it over their forehead to remind them that this always had to be literally in the forefront of their mind. What's interesting about the Shroud of Turin, where we see the Lord's burial cloth, he was wearing one of these as well over his forehead, which had that commandment to love with all heart, soul, strength, and mind. Now, this idea of loving God is, of course, the most important thing that we need to do during this life, to love God. The more we love God in this world, the greater capacity we'll have to love God in heaven. And the word love here, of course, is agape, this total, sacrificial, self-donating, self-giving love. When the Lord referred to our heart, soul, mind, and strength, it's referring to our entire self. Strength refers to the body, the heart to our emotions, the soul and our mind to our intellect and our will. So we have to love God with every aspect of our being, and not just with part of our heart or part of our soul or some of our mind or some of our strength, but with our whole heart, whole soul, with all our mind and all our strength. So we come down to that aspect of the greatest thing we can do is to love God with every aspect of our being and all of our being. But the Lord doesn't end it there. He says the second commandment must go with it. He says there is no other commandment greater than these, and that is you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And again, the word love here is not a brotherly love or romantic love or patriotic love. It is a godlike love, total, sacrificial, unconditional love. And that's the word that the Lord uses again here. Love your neighbor as yourself with this self-giving, self-donating kind of love. And really, when we look at the two aspects of love, the vertical and the horizontal, what do you see? You see the cross. Every time you look up at the cross, you should see the vertical, reminding ourselves of love of God, and the horizontal, love of neighbor. The two have to go together. One without the other is incomplete. We love God, but hate our neighbor, we're not complete Christians. If we only focus on our neighbor and don't work on our relationship with God, we're not complete Christians. Love of God and love of neighbor go together. And really, this is the summary of the Ten Commandments. The first three commandments have to do with our love of God. How do we prove our love of God? By worshiping Him, by praying to Him, by going to Mass every Sunday, by respecting His holy name. How do we show our love of neighbor? Well, that's commandments 4 through 10. By honoring our parents, by not killing, not committing adultery. So respecting life, respecting marriage, respecting other people's property, other people's good names, by respecting the truth, So that's how we live out these two great commandments of love of God and love of neighbor, is by literally living out the Ten Commandments. I think the Lord could say to this scribe, God willing, He'll say to us, if we are truly trying to live this, of loving God with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind, loving our neighbor as yourself, then God willing, the Lord will say to us too, that we're not far from the kingdom of God.